It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. A Pueblo man imprisoned in Afghanistan for more than a year has been released. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Taliban released Dennis Coyle early Tuesday. The language researcher from Pueblo had been working in Afghanistan on and off for years and was wrongfully detained for over a year. Coyle's family had been working with the State Department and the Trump administration to secure his release. In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked the United Arab Emirates for its support securing Coyle's release, but added the Taliban must end their practice of hostage diplomacy. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A bill in the Colorado legislature would create guidelines for handling instances of in-school discrimination. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
The bill is titled Discriminatory Practices in Public Schools. It would let people file discrimination complaints against schools with the Colorado Civil Rights Division. House Representative Jennifer Bacon is a key sponsor. She says the bill brings in support taken away by President Donald Trump's executive orders repealing many DEI and civil rights protections.
We also care that people are protected from discrimination, even if the president does not care. You know, we're running this bill to demonstrate who we are as Coloradans.
One hurdle for the bill is the cost as the state battles with a budget deficit. The bill is expected to cost about $710,000 to implement. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Michaela Schifrin won a record 9th slalom race at the World Cup season yesterday. The win puts the Edwards native closer to winning her 6th career title overall. Schifrin beat Switzerland's Wendy Holdener by more than a second to capture her 110th World Cup career win. Schifrin could clinch the overall title with a top 15 finish in today's giant slalom race. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 6:06.